this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you. Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
You know, what's encouraging is seeing the amount of people that are stepping up to help the Hill Country over the past, over the past 48, 72 hours. But I feel like yesterday was a real, like, major moment. Like, everyone, yesterday felt like everyone was trying to put together either something, or you had a lot of major organizations making donations, making commitments, and things like that, which is heartwarming. The thing that is less heartwarming is the drone story. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so this is something that I saw, and this is a good reminder for everybody, because I know everyone thinks that drones are the coolest thing ever, and that when you get a drone, it enables you to do whatever you want to do with that drone. On Saturday, people started saying, hey, people, please don't fly your drones over the flood area. Maybe you have good intent. Maybe you're just looking for video. I don't know. But they're saying, please don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, again. Hey, guys, we keep running into drones out here in the rescue area. Please don't fly your private drones. Yesterday, a drone hit a helicopter that was out there trying to first respond. And yet again.
Well, that's not a fair fight.
They said, here's the thing. I don't know what kind of drone. They said the helicopter was damaged. I kind of doubt it. I would say it anyway, because I would like to find that gentleman and press charges.
Yes.
I'd say, whatever, this helicopter's damaged. You impeded public service. You're going to jail. Good Lord, people. Take it easy with the drones.
You know what? What's even worse than that? Were all the people that were stopping on bridges to film? Pulling off the road.
That was upsetting.
Like, my husband experienced this because on Friday he was in Spring Branch.
Yeah.
And it hadn't flooded yet. And it hasn't flooded to the extent that some of these cities have.
But it's downriver, and so
exactly,
there is river.
And so people were like pulling off to just stand off the side of the road and off the bridge in the hopes that, I don't know, within 30 minutes time, it would be flooding. And I'm just thinking, well, what if it does? Why are you on the bridge? You're just a problem for first responders.
That's the last place you want
to be. Now they
got to
save you.
That's the last place you want to be.
And then pulling off like that, you know, you're causing traffic to build up. People are like,
on a
70-mile-an-hour
highway.
Yeah,
it's just dumb
decisions.
This is not the time to be gathering content.
No. And that's what it feels like, isn't it, in a lot of cases?
I do worry about it. And this is another thing people talk about, is like the amount of, like, to be, and this is a good warning, to be careful online, because with the influx of people trying to do good things and trying to help, there are always the rise in scammers, people that are setting up fake fundraisers.
Which I did see. It was in Rich Pace's Kerr County Commissioner Precinct 2. He had a post about, hey, we're so grateful all of these people are coming out.
Yes.
And they are offering to volunteer, to search, to help rescue. And I know they've had so many people. Like, they were estimating it was like 1,500 some odd. And so they were right now, what we need are experienced search and rescue teams to go out there with dogs.
Yeah.
And to continue the search. And so I think they're putting the other people to work elsewhere.
Yeah.
Right, but it was more financial donations are encouraged.
That's what people keep saying, is financial donations.
But then
are the
it was
way to
watch
go.
Out yeah. because there are several scams that we're already aware of.
Lord, yeah.
Well, so, look for the official Venmos and GoFundMes that are being shared by the organizations.
Yes, and there are several. One of them is the Salvation Army. We've got their info on thebullhouston.com. They are still gladly accepting your donations. If you want to click the link, make a secure donation right there. That's an amazing way to do it.
Or they were saying you could use checks.
Yeah.
And you could drop them off, but that was if you were there or heading there for any particular reason. This was Centerpoint, where I was reading all of this. One thing they did say they needed, which was interesting, was like electrolyte mix, so like liquid IVs and things, Gatorade.
You need the
cleaning rags.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Well, we're going to keep you up to date with all this stuff as well. But if you do want to make a donation, jump over to the website, thebullhouston.com. Good morning. Happy Tuesday with Frito and Katie.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Ooh, if you missed it yesterday, the Astros pledged $1 million to Central Texas flood relief efforts.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
They weren't the only ones. You also had the Rockets, the Dallas Mavericks, the San Antonio Spurs, the NBA and the NBA Players Association jointly donating over $2 million.
Amazing.
To help with relief efforts.
Absolutely amazing.
So that's just sports teams.
Yeah.
You've got celebrities doing big things as well. I know Shakira, when she was playing in San Antonio, she had pledged to donate to the, was it the Catholic Charities of San Antonio?
That's right,
because they were, yeah, they were assisting in relief efforts.
And she was playing a makeup show, mm-hmm, for that incident. They couldn't get the stage right. And so, yeah, she made a substantial donation. I mean, a lot of people.
Maren Morris was pushing the Community Impact Foundation for Central Texas, which is the same one that Tecovas.
I want to say they highlighted that one too. Yeah.
They had just done some, I saw the email, they had just done some commercial there, or they had just shot footage.
Oh, wow.
Like a few days prior.
I mean, that's a good place to shoot footage, Austin Company. That's one of the big ones that people keep talking about is, and even the officials there are like, hey, here's, this is a great one to give to if you're going to give.
Yeah, just double check.
Yeah.
Make sure that you are getting the link from
a reputable source.
Yes. Or if you'd like to donate to the Salvation Army, we cannot speak more highly of them. We've got a direct link on our website, thebullhouston.com. Miranda Lambert, we mentioned that she and Mutt Nation were doing big things for pets and,
yes,
and pet owners in Central Texas. And I saw this morning, Miranda Lambert and Chris Stapleton are teaming up for a brand new duet called A Song to Sing.
Really?
And it drops Friday.
Oh.
So they teased a collab online with a retro-style little heart graphic, but kept most of the details under wraps. Miranda says Chris understands the emotion from the inside out, thanks to, honestly, his musical partnership with his wife.
Yeah.
So this is a full-blown duet, not just a feature. And it's not their first time working together. She co-wrote Chris's song, What Am I Gonna Do, in 2023. And obviously, both of them keeping busy as usual. He's out on the All-American Roadshow Tour, and Miranda's hitting the road, of course, with Morgan Wallen. And let's end on this. If you need to relax, if you are just feeling crazy stressed or overwhelmed right now, there is a site that has gone viral called purrli.com, P-U-R-R-L-I.com. Right. It only does one thing, and that's play the sound of a cat purring.
What? Oh, okay. I'll bite. Oh, my word.
Why does it sound like a generator?
That's what a cat sounds like. This is what a cat... Are you confused by the sound of a cat?
I just don't like it.
By the way, you can adjust the purr.
Oh, purrs per minute.
Yeah,
this is going too fast.
All right,
this sounds mechanical.
All right, so let's relax the cat.
Oh, you can change
bit.
The sound. Add in some meows.
Okay, you want a few meows?
It's fine because I'm not a cat person.
Give you about a 55% meow ratio. It's about 1 mpm or meow per minute. Okay, let's make.
No, that's not
maybe.
Better.
No. This is at 20.8 purrs per minute.
No, this is not relaxing. This is the opposite of relaxing.
Why do you hate cats so much?
I'm allergic to them, for starters.
This is amazing.
Disregard. Do not go there. That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Freebie.
Palindrome. That's your freebie today.
Okay.
For the Money Minute, which we play every day before 8:30.
Don't worry, I'll Google. I have no clue.
It'll give you the only question I can ask.
Okay. All right. Very good.
And you can sign up to play Money Minute. Get $100 for answering 10 questions correctly in 60 seconds online, thebullhouston.com/contests.
If you smell
Sean
is cooking.
Who do we blame for this?
Sean? Blame Sean.
If you want me to just stay in Jamaica and let the Astros keep winning, if you want to fund it, I'll be happy to do it.
Maybe that was the answer. I'm happy to have taken an extra week, my man.
To stay. My mom. Yeah, man.
Come on.
I would stay in Jamaica happily and if the Astros keep winning, but work beckons. I got to come back and describe the carnage from last night. It wasn't a bad game. It was a close game, but it was a close game with a team that had scored 15 runs in its previous 10 games.
I feel like we established this yesterday. We were having a de facto celebration. They're going with the series, you know?
Yeah, well, that's what you're supposed to do as a fan. Get out over your skis, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the Astros, if you're just waking up and you didn't watch a game last night, they lost 7-5 to the Cleveland Guardians last night.
Sean's fault.
One of the literal worst teams in baseball.
Well, here's the thing about that. This is where it's not my fault. This is where it's the fault of circumstance. They were operating. If you look at their lineup, if you're an avid Astros fan and you look at the lineup every day before the game, or if you look at the lineup before the season started, they were without Yordan Alvarez, as they've been for really all season long.
Mm-hmm.
They were without Jeremy Pena, who's coming back from a broken rib. Christian Walker went on paternity leave yesterday. His wife's having a baby.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
So there's your starting first baseman.
Okay.
Gone. Jake Myers, their starting center fielder, who's been good this year. He was in the All-Star conversation, which I know we're going to talk about in a bit. Jake Myers out with a calf injury right now.
Yeah.
So those are four of your starting guys.
Right.
That you're missing. And you had Colton Gordon starting the game on the mound, who's not even supposed to be in the big leagues right now, but he's actually pitched pretty well for the Astros this year. So I'm just saying, I'm not making excuses. I'm telling you, this is Frito and Katie, what they've been doing all season long. They've been piecing it together with duct tape and toothpaste
just
and everything
trying to make
else.
Trying to survive.
And it caught up to him last night. Now tonight will assuredly be different because I'll be there to watch myself tonight.
What?
No, I'm going to make sure I'm there with my clipboard and I'm going to be there.
No, you won't.
I'm going. I got good seats too. You better look the hell out.
Where are you sitting?
Second row, right behind home plate.
You'll be screwed.
You'll be able to see me all game long on TV with my clipboard out like an inspector, licking my pen, going, "All right. Astros, okay. Let's get this thing back in order, all right?
I will expect.
We were the best in June. We got to be the best in July and every month because we're the Astros. Check. I'll look at somebody.
Tomorrow.
Somebody makes an error, and I'll be like, "You just made the list, buddy," and I'll write his name down on the clipboard.
L's for breakfast.
Yeah. Yes, man.
They lost last night.
Sean.
But there's hope for tonight.
I mean, I'll tell you this. Just in the second row, you got that. That's
well, there was hope for
that's
tonight.
That's an experience.
They're good seats. They're the ones where you get the free carving station.
You got a carving station.
Yeah, it's a diamond club, man.
This is ridiculous. Yeah. All right. We'll talk to you in a bit.
All right.
Frito, Katie, 100.3 The Bull, 713-881-5500 is our phone number. You can get at us anytime or text us. That works, too. Good morning. What do you have for us?
Hi, yes. I'm just calling for the monster truck tickets.
Ooh. Okay.
Like, I don't know if it's time yet, but...
Oh, not time yet. But I think it will be soon. Soonish.
Soon? Okay. Soonish. I'll keep listening.
Yes, please do. Okay. So, now?
Yes.
Do you want to try? Yeah. Why not?
People want them. Not our first call, and the texts are blowing up.
This is not an easy ticket. Apparently,
I had been planning this in the 8 a.m. But
whatever.
We will do it now.
It's you guys' show. 713-881-5500. And we are sticking with the theme yesterday. Happy Meals toys is what we're talking about in honor of the fact that Hot Wheels is in a very small list of the truly elite McDonald's Happy Meals toys. What do you know about the other ones?
Yep, we'll take you back to a simpler time. We'll give you three trivia questions. You get two of them. You get a four-pack of tickets to go see Monster Trucks Live Toyota Center for the first time ever.
See, I find that exceptionally hard to believe, but it is the first time they've ever hit Toyota Center.
Mm-hmm.
You could be there. 713-881-5500. Call us. Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. One of the great pleasures of childhood, the Happy Meal. Does it hit the same way today?
The Happy Meal itself?
With those Elio toys? I doubt it.
Those Apple slices?
I'll tell you this. The youth don't know what they missed, but we do.
The parents do.
But we all, yes, we do. Frito and Katie, good morning. Here's this. Cole. Cole, let's talk Happy Meals toys. This is Happy Meals toy trivia. Now, if you get two out of the three of these correct, you're going to go experience like the real life version of an old school Happy Meal, which is monster trucks.
Only better. Hot Wheels monster trucks.
Right.
And it's fire and glow.
Yeah.
So it's glow in the dark.
It's going to be lit.
Whether you're the fan, Cole, or you got kids, doesn't matter to us. You just got to get two of them and you're in. Are you ready?
Sounds good. Let's go.
All right.
First up, in 1986, McDonald's offered books in lieu of traditional Happy Meal toys. The series included four stories that followed the big adventures of a little pipsqueak mouse after his immigration to America.
I remember this.
Name the mouse or the series.
No clue.
Oh!
It was a movie. It was a movie, Cole, if that helps.
Yeah, think
well,
about
several
it.
Several movies.
Yeah. Little tiny mouse immigrating to America.
There are no cats in America.
That's the song you went with. That's the one you went. Great song. Great song.
That's a great guess.
Yeah, all right.
Too recent.
It's too
recent. It's a book.
I know,
all
but...
Right. Anyway. Cool. Next up. In 2021, fans were furious when it came out that McDonald's was selling out of the 25th anniversary trading cards and collectibles due to greedy adults buying them all up. In some cases, bribes were made to restaurant owners and managers, and people would buy hundreds at a time. Spoiler alert, you could not catch them all. What were they?
Monopoly
fishes. But that is another good guess.
That is an exceptionally good guess, and I think a similar thing did happen.
Bribes. Yeah,
a lot of bribes happened. Cole, better luck next
There's
time,
There's a whole
dude.
Movie about that, but that was in the people on the inside, wasn't it?
Yeah. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
This is Stormy from Targington.
Stormy from Targington. All right, let's rock and roll, Katie.
Okay, remember, you only have to get two of these trivia questions correct. And if you do, you are headed to Hot Wheels Monster Truck Live at Toyota Center. In 1986, McDonald's offered books in lieu of traditional Happy Meal toys. The series included four stories that followed the big adventures of a little pipsqueak mouse after his immigration to America. Name the mouse or the series?
Is it Fifle from...
Yes.
The one and only.
Yeah.
An American Tale. Somewhere out there.
I like the No Cats in America song.
No Cats is a very strong
Also, there's a Christmas stocking
slaps
with this offering that some people still have, I guess.
Oh, really?
That came with one of the books.
That's
eBay
wording.
Pretty cool.
Okay,
for the win. In 2021, fans were furious when it came out that McDonald's was selling out of the 25th anniversary trading cards and collectibles due to greedy adults buying them all up. In some cases, bribes were made to restaurant owners and managers, and people were buying hundreds at a time. Spoiler alert, you could not catch them all.
Hey, we'll just warn you, this is not the Monopoly piece.
Not Monopoly.
Very similar.
What were they?
Pokemon.
Absolutely correct. It's the Pokemon. It's always the Pokemon. Well, it's the Pokemon unless it's the Pokemon and the Monopoly.
Or the Beanie Babies, which is another trivia question for another day.
Oh, maybe.
The Teeny Beanies?
Oh,
man, people were like waiting in line for those.
Those legit, yeah, those are world enders right there as far as the store goes. I've always wondered what it was like to work in a McDonald's during one of those peak toy rushes or
probably not fun.
It had to be a stressful situation. Don't worry about that. We're sending you to Hot Wheels Live. Hang on the line.
And don't forget, if you can't win your way in, you can buy tickets 50% off.
Children's tickets.
ToyotaCenter.com.
Oh, wow. Okay. Get them while they're even available, guys. We got Houston, I Have a Problem. That's coming up next.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Hey, Wesley, good morning. So you and Janie, huh?
Yeah. Hey, guys, that's right. Me and Janie. Hmm.
What's the story here?
Well, this online dating thing hasn't been, let's just say, great for me.
Right. No, we hear that a lot. Just know it's not just you, but do you mean like in general or what?
Well, I mean, I guess. I mean, you know, it might be where I'm looking, and maybe I'm looking in the wrong apps. I don't know, but I've been looking for someone who's, you know, not just, you know, trying to go out and party all the time. I mean, I feel like I've done all that already, and I'm just kind of past all that. And, you know, I want someone, I guess, you know, who sort of, you know, values the same things.
Things like what in particular?
I don't know, someone who can appreciate, you know, going to bed on a weeknight before midnight, you know?
Okay.
Love that.
I mean, I'm a, you know, mid-level executive, pretty busy with work and, you know, run my own practice and everything. And, you know, like, I can't exactly throw nonstop ragers and attend, you know, and then attend to patients and everything. I mean, it's just not possible.
Sorry, did you say you're a mid-level executive?
Yeah.
And also a doctor?
How is that? What is that? I mean, that's,
well,
that's a lot.
It's not like ideal. Well, because, I mean, like, you know, we're still building. I mean, it's not like you know, got offices all over the country.
World domination.
All right, I see. and so, like, you thought Janie was an exception to the others you've been seeing or matching with out there, or what?
At least I thought she was. I mean, you know, we got to exchange some messages, and, you know, I really thought, like, I mean, I know it's a cliche, but I really thought we had, like, a good connection. And,
okay.
You know, we work in similar fields, and I just really got a good feeling, you know, from the way we were talking, and I thought she did, too. So, I mean, you know, really could have fooled me, I guess.
She, too, is a mid-level executive.
Car/doc/ Well, what do you mean? Like, what are you saying?
Okay, well, from what she was saying, and how she was acting, like, things were kind of getting, I mean, kind of hot. And there were some, yeah, there were some pictures exchanged. And, I mean, look, it wasn't anything, you know, nothing explicit or anything. But, I mean, she's gorgeous. And I was just picking up on what she was putting down is all.
Fair enough, man. And y'all went out? What did y'all do?
Yeah. So, I mean, I wanted to impress Janie, right? And, you know, you only get one chance to make that first impression. So I booked dinner at a really nice place, and I figured we'd eat, get some drinks, and kind of see where the night went.
And where did the night lead?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it led back home.
Okay. Nice, dude. Wow.
Yeah. Alone.
Never mind. Not nice.
Jeez. Right.
Okay.
Right. And I had dinner and drinks, and she had a few, just knocking them back. And you know, I want to say, I mean, she just ordered a side salad. I mean, you know, I don't know. I just got the impression she'd rather be literally anywhere else but with me.
Oh, no. All right, so this is the exact opposite of what you were expecting.
Well, yeah, complete opposite, absolutely. I mean, I was just shocked. I mean, there's no other way to say it. You know, I asked her if anything was wrong, and she was less than forthcoming. I'll just tell you that.
Did she give you anything, like anything at all?
I mean, okay. Other than the dreaded one-word answers, not a thing. Mm. I mean, that was pretty much it for us.
Well,
yikes.
Yeah, we got to say, this doesn't look great for you. you know, just our reading.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah.
Gosh, right. I mean, I don't know what I'm kind of up against here. And look, I really thought there was some potential. And, you know, I'm smart enough to know that this is probably my fault somehow.
Okay.
I'm sure I did something dumb or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, my ex was always pointing out that kind of stuff to me, and I've really been trying to, you know, get better at realizing when, you know, I'm being a dumb, but I just,
wow,
I don't know. Okay. I can do better, and that's what I'm saying.
We will relay that message. we'll call Janie and see what she has for us. It's coming up next on Frito and Katie.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Hey, Wesley, our friend the doctor, mid-level executive.
Mid-level executive doctor.
Only one practice for now.
I mean, that's great. That's awesome. I'm sure he's going to make a lot of money doing this.
He's got big dreams.
He does.
One of those dreams includes getting a second date with Janie.
Yes.
So they went out. Things were getting real hot and heavy via text and messenger and all of that. But when they met up in real life, for whatever reason, she wanted to hightail it out of there quick.
Mm-hmm.
She was like knocking back drinks, got nothing but a side salad. And then he went home alone and he's not heard anything since.
Lame.
So let's figure out what the real story here is. I mean, Janie's also a doctor, so it's possible she's just super busy.
Yeah.
Hey, is this Janie?
Yeah. Who's this?
Hey, Janie, we're Frito and Katie from The Bull, the radio station here in Houston. Just reaching out.
What, at random?
Well, not exactly. We actually got an email from a man you've been out with recently. Wesley?
Wesley?
Yeah, Wesley. You matched online, went to dinner.
He's a doctor. Right? Wesley?
Yeah, sure, doctor. Okay, got it. Whatever you say, yeah.
Did y'all not actually go out or something?
I'm confused here, too.
Right.
Oh, of course. Okay. You got me. Wesley's on the other line?
Well,
yes.
So, you just know multiple doctors named Wesley?
I'm still waiting to meet the first one.
Wait, what?
Wait.
Look, I Googled you, okay? And I'm not interested in frauds.
He's a fraud?
What kind of doctor is that?
He's not. He's a dentist. And as far as this convo goes, that makes him a fraud. Yes.
And how's that exactly?
I'm a doctor. You're a dentist.
Oh, Lord.
Hold on. A dentist is a type of doctor. So,
come on. You want to debate this? Really?
No, there's nothing to debate. I mean, these are the same thing. I don't know why you're being so weird, Janie. I mean, look, we both went to medical school, different fields. You know, let's just respect each other.
Okay. If they're one and the same, then how come you never told me?
Okay.
I mean, because my title isn't dentist, it's doctor.
Okay. You know what I think? I think you're insecure about your profession. Because they aren't the same thing, and it's not even close. You just thought you'd get more women if you lied about being a doctor.
Strong allegations.
Yeah, I'm a dentist who owns his own practice. You know, I've got nothing to be insecure about. And, you know, what's a dentist but a doctor of teeth? I mean, who cares?
A doctor of teeth? You've got to be kidding me right now.
All right, I'm sorry. Is an ophthalmologist not a doctor? I mean, they just study eyes. What about a dermatologist?
These are good points.
All I'm saying is you're obviously lying to make yourself look cooler or impress me or something. I don't know. I'm not knocking you because you're a dentist. I just can't believe you misrepresented yourself like that. Like, you're in a highly specialized profession, but you're not a doctor.
You know, you're being... Actually, you know what? You're right. I'm better. I'm actually a surgeon. I can perform surgery.
Stop it.
He's correct.
Okay, riddle me this.
Listen, do you guys understand how important oral health is
to the human body? 1,000%. Yes. I mean, and it is.
You can diagnose diseases.
He's not wrong.
Wesley, if someone shouts about a doctor on an airplane, are you going to raise your hand?
Oh, wow.
All right, look. I mean, well, no. But I mean, if they have a toothache or something, or if something's going on in their mouth.
Thank you for proving my point. I've heard enough. I'm done. I've had enough from this liar. I'm hanging up. Okay, goodbye.
Okay. Well.
There she goes.
Right.
Jeez. Can you guys believe her?
You're the one answering.
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Y'all don't agree with that? Come on now.
Dude.
To be fair, you wouldn't volunteer yourself on the airplane, would you? Like, I'm now really curious about this.
Me too, kind of.
Again, I mean, no, probably not. But I mean, do you think that makes me a liar? I mean, look, again.
No,
I mean,
not exactly.
Look, I think this is really tough. You worked really hard. You went through a ton of school to earn your title.
And it's very well deserved, absolutely.
I wish you'd work Fridays, but... With that said, we appreciate the time. Thank you for being on the show today.
Do you think he lied?
Oh, boy.
Is that a lie?
Yeah, is that, I mean...
I think it would only be a lie, and I could only agree with her if you would be disappointed upon finding out that he was a dentist, which I don't think you would.
I mean, is yeah.
Like,
why, what's
so
the
long as we
problem?
Become the house that passes out toothbrushes on Halloween.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm good.
713-881-5500 is our phone number today.
Is a dentist not a doctor?
Call us. We'll talk to y'all around 7:40. Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull, 713-881-5500 is our phone number. We want to hear from you today.
Janie did not believe that Wesley was a doctor.
No.
Because he's a dentist.
Because she's a doctor. And he said
he's a dentist. He's a dentist.
Get it right.
So he lied.
Get it right.
Or did he?
It's yeah.
Are they not the same thing?
What do you guys think? I mean, this is like,
or are
seriously.
They not the same thing?
What do you think?
I think that poor dude, he totally dodged a bullet on that one. She is way too traumatic for anyone.
So if
my name is Jamie, and she makes me feel sorry for other people.
So if you were under the impression that a guy was a doctor, like he had said doctor, and then you found out
that he would be a doctor.
He, no, absolutely
dentist,
a doctor.
You call your dentist Dr. So-and-so.
I don't call him dentisty.
No.
You'd be like, oh, yeah, dentist, okay, dentist, doctor, whatever, same thing.
Yes.
Okay. Or,
I mean, I understand that there's a physical difference, but like he said, he still had to go to medical school. He does oral surgery. Oral health is important. I mean, it's the same concept.
Absolutely.
Yes, same concept, he's not going to volunteer to save someone who's having a heart attack, but... You know, it's still, he put in the time, he still earned the title, he's a doctor.
Okay.
And unless it was they were talking about their professions and she asked him if he had a specialization and he just said no. Or, you know what I mean? Like that maybe would fall into
how deep was the
category
deception?
Of lie, but it doesn't sound like that was discussed.
No, I think he just calls himself, thank you so much. What do you have for us today?
I believe a dentist is a doctor because we've got to remember a doctor is just a title.
A title
can,
that a dentist does have.
you could have a college professor that's labeled a doctor. He's a doctor.
I mean, and again, if you're a dentist, you're doing really well. I don't know any struggling dentists out there. I mean, they're not saying there aren't, but I have yet to encounter them in my travels.
Yeah, there's a reason they don't work Fridays. They don't have to.
They don't have to. They don't have to.
Her complaint wasn't the money. Her complaint was the title.
Exactly.
And if you earned the title, use it.
Well, her complaint was the lie, because she felt he lied about being a doctor.
Yeah.
And he had misrepresented himself because he was only a dentist.
But right. Really, only a dentist. Only.
I mean, you're splitting hairs. They're pretty much the
but
same.
But if he had the degree, he's a doctor.
Yeah.
If it looks like a doctor.
It looks
like a doctor.
Probably a doctor.
Thank you.
Doctor on his business cards.
Thank you so much for the call.
All right. Have a good one.
Katie the Bull.
713-881-5500 is our phone number. Is a dentist a doctor?
Let's get back to it. Howdy, Frito and Katie. What do you think?
Dr. Wesley is a doctor.
A doctor.
I work in the dental field, and if his title is a DDS, it's Doctor of Dental Surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to a dentist, what are you calling that dentist?
Doctor.
Doctor so-and-so.
It. You got
Miracle
it.
Miracle worker. Again, depending on the severity of my problem.
Lifesaver when it comes to... And he's, he's technically right. Like you said, DDS, Doctor of Dental Surgery. He does get to cut. He does get to do the surgery stuff, too. He is not told a lie, as best I can tell.
That's right. He is not a liar, so she's got the problem.
Okay.
Sounds like someone couldn't hack it at dental school. So she had to go become a doctor.
Yeah, she had to go behind and become a regular doctor. And the other question is what kind of doctor is she? Is she a dermatologist?
Specify.
Oh, she never said,
she did?
She didn't want to put her.
And he obviously didn't know either.
No, nor did he probably care. Because it's just her job. She's a doctor. She's a doctor. Probably makes good money, doing great things. Like, doctor, thank you so much. What do you have for us today?
Okay, so he is totally a doctor. I mean, think about it. Boss from Friends says he's a doctor, and he's just a professor.
So we didn't even get into that side of it. And again, no. You would. you could have that argument, but to this, this one is so close to me.
Well, it was from an aggrieved medical doctor.
Yes.
She's the one with the
issue. Yes, no, he is. He is very much a medical doctor. He's just a specialty. I work for GI doctors, for gastroenterology doctors. They're doctors. They just, they don't perform surgeries. They're still doctors. They went to medical school.
I would never question whether my GI guy was a doctor. Never in a thousand years.
Especially the specialty ones you don't question.
Because you need them.
They have the most power.
You need them. They're the ones. You got a problem. You're going to see
him. He just has a different type of doctorate, but he still has a doctorate. He went to medical school. He got a doctorate. He's a doctor.
Absolutely.
Plain and simple.
There you have it. Hey, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Frito and Katie, good morning. What do we think, doctor or no?
Actually, DDS stands for Doctor of Dental Science.
Oh, it's Doctor of Dental Science. Okay, I thought it was Doctor of Dental Surgery. We were just having this discussion a little bit earlier.
He has Doctor of Dental Science, so technically he is a doctor.
Still a doctor. Don't get tied up with it.
I'm glad that they're not seeing each other because she seems kind of like a snob.
She does. She really does.
Medical snob. Yeah. I think that does exist. I do think, like, once you get up into those, I got a lot of letters after my name. I bet she has
a problem with many of them.
There's probably only one
specific doctor type that she wants to date.
Katie, I guarantee you there's a whole list.
Right?
And it starts with dentist. Right. But what else is on there?
I know.
This should be investigated.
I'll help you if you're a podiatrist.
Have a great day.
Absolutely.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Like Frito mentioned very early this morning, we like to highlight all the people doing amazing things for our neighbors in the Hill Country.
Absolutely, yes.
A lot of locals now lending their talents.
So many.
So a Kingwood florist, I want to give her a quick shout out. Kimmy Gibson, she's the owner of Glorious Creations. That's Creations with a K. Obviously devastated, like all of us, after learning about the deadly flooding. She said, I had no words just to read what had happened. It broke my heart, and she wanted to get involved. And so she decided to turn her grief into action by providing free memorial flower arrangements to families who lost loved ones.
Wow.
She said, I just thought it might make things a little easier. When everything hurts, something small can mean a lot.
Yeah.
Now, realizing, especially with people still missing, she wasn't going to be able to do this alone. She posted a call for help on Instagram, and more than 17 florists across the state joined the cause, volunteering their time to help honor those lost. Local businesses also stepped up to cover the cost of supplies and flowers, so it sounds like they have got all of that covered.
That's incredible.
So when a family reaches out, she can connect them with the closest florist nearby to get them that arrangement free of charge.
That's good.
She said, with those, we just want to do the best we can to honor the person who's passed and just to comfort those still living in this terrible time. Another local doing amazing things, Lauren Morris. Lauren Morris was visiting Padre, I guess, during the 4th of July, heard about everything happening in Kerr County, and decided to use her skills as a graphic designer for a place called Emma Lou's Boutique in Magnolia to create a fundraiser.
All right.
So I think she creates a lot of the shirts that are on their website, but looking at the one that she's created for the Hill Country.
Oh, Lord, is this the shirt?
Yes, it's cool.
That is an incredible team.
Which explains why in less than 48 hours, she made over $65,000.
65 grand.
And they've been sold all across the country, these t-shirts. 100% of the proceeds going to help flood victims and their families.
That's incredible.
So the website is emmalouzboutique.com, and you'll see right at the top, Texas Hill Country Flood Relief Fundraiser. You can go ahead and order a shirt.
That's a spectacular shirt.
It's a great shirt.
Yeah.
And when you get it, wear it to Texas Roadhouse tomorrow. All locations in Texas will donate the day's profits to help Kerr County after the floods.
What? Wow. Okay. Texas Roadhouse coming
all
to
all Texas Roadhouse locations in Texas. Because at first I saw it was Bubba's 33, and I'm thinking, all right, we got some of those, but that seemed limited to McAllen and Brownsville. But then it was Texas Roadhouse, all locations.
Y'all, the Richmond store will be seeing me tomorrow night.
Make sure you order lots of food.
Oh, I will, Katie. I always do.
And is it crazy that Apple Music is celebrating their 10th anniversary?
Is it 10 years old?
Is it only 10 years?
Okay, so Apple Music...
I can't decide actually what that means to me.
Apple Music was, I guess, officially born...
With the iPod?
Well, no, no. That was iTunes.
Oh, that's
this
right.
Is the flip over from right. iTunes to Apple Music. That is 10 years old, which makes me
feel... I still have iTunes.
You probably. You know, that's what you get for not updating. Apple Music, that is what I listen on. And many others do as well.
They just revealed their 500 most streamed songs of all time.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Number one most streamed country song? Old Town Road by Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus.
I don't.
And it only comes in at number 60 on the list.
Y'all are just fishing. Okay, so some people would say that Apple Music is not really a player. I mean, they are a thing.
Just said you listen to your music on Apple Music.
I do. Because I find Spotify annoying. And I think it's mostly because I'm an Apple snob. Spotify, I just wouldn't take stats from them is what I'm saying. Like, if you don't have a country song in the top 60 of the songs that have been streamed over the last decade, I find that to be suspicious.
Luke Combs was next best at 61.
Okay,
with
right
Beautiful
there.
Crazy.
Right.
It's 7 total entries in the top 500.
It's not bad.
Morgan Wallen is the most streamed country artist.
Right.
With 12 of his songs appearing in the top 500. Mm. Chris Stapleton only has one, Tennessee Whiskey. Coming in at number 71.
Mm.
And in case you're wondering, the number one song on the list is Shape of You by Ed Sheeran.
I see.
And Drake has the most songs in the top 500.
It seems like Old Town Road being the top. I don't know that I trust the data, is all I'm saying. There have been other songs since then that should have been streamed more than that. But,
hey, what about Shaboozy?
But yeah, what about Shaboozy? Where is he at, though? Where's he at, though? Not in the top 500?
Weird.
Is that kind of strange?
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Autumn, put on your big girl pants.
You're thinking cap.
I don't know. It's the Money Minutes.
you went to a really small school.
I did. 10 questions away from 100 bucks. Get them all right within 60 seconds. We'll pay you. You can pass on any of the questions. Just say pass, and we'll come around to your passes if we have time at the end, but you cannot change an answer once you give it. Does that all make sense?
Yeah.
That was a kind of a half yeah, and that is...
I heard yes.
That'll get it done. Katie, are you ready?
Yes, ready. What is the length around a circle called?
A circumference.
How many bones does a shark have?
Pass.
What was the name of the Ukrainian nuclear power plant that was the site of a nuclear disaster in April 1986?
Chernobyl.
In The Cat in the Hat, the cat wears a hat, but he also wears a what around his neck?
Oh.
A scarf.
What is a female fox called?
A kit.
What is the video game where you play as a blue hedgehog that collects rings?
Oh.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
A word, number, or sequence that reads the same forward as backward is called a what?
A numerical sequence?
Or a word.
Oh.
It's called a what?
I'm assuming that's a hint. Y'all gave the palindrome.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh. Who was the first woman ever inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Oh, Joan Jett? No, that's not right.
What movie was incorrectly announced as a winner of Best Pick?
Hey, that wasn't bad. That wasn't bad. Even got the freebie in there.
I like the Joan Jett guess because that should have happened, but you know.
Let's review.
Aretha Franklin.
Was it Aretha?
That was the answer to that. So let's start from the top. How many bones does a shark have?
None.
Zero.
Yeah.
Zero bones. Trick question.
It's all cartilage, isn't it?
You got it.
In The Cat in the Hat, the cat wears a hat, but also, yeah, a scarf kind of tied like a bow tie, so I would have taken either answer.
Yes.
What is a female fox called?
I don't know. A dame?
I assumed it was a kit, but a kit? I think that's...
That's like the baby.
Yeah. That's a song. You remember that?
No, what does the fox say? It does not go like that. A vixen.
A vixen.
A female fox is called a vixen.
A vixen. Good Lord. Okay.
Sorry about that. Palindrome was correct. It's a word or a number or a sequence that reads the same forwards as backwards.
Right.
And great job.
Autumn, that is a great attempt. Sign up again, please. TheBullHouston.com/contest.
Awesome. Thanks, y'all.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull, Texas proud. I could use a little Christmas. What about you? I mean, I know it's like 100 degrees outside, or it's getting close to 100 degrees, but like, I dig the Christmas in July stuff, man. I'm not saying I'm going to watch the Hallmark Channel or anything, but it's a nice little treat.
I really like this Christmas sweater jersey that the Space Cowboys have
Space Cowboys
created in Sugarland.
Coming to play. This will, by the way, be the first game for the Space Cowboys out of the All-Star break. Yes, it will be Christmas themed.
They have holiday lights. They have fireworks.
That's a lot of work to go through for a gimmick, and I really respect this. So if you want to go, we have a 4-pack of tickets. And yes, we are keeping with the Christmas in July theme this week because you will learn in December, we got a lot of Christmas-themed games.
Well, these ones.
Yeah, the ones that you will hear. But some of them are just Christmassy spins.
Yeah, on games we already play.
Like?
3-second song.
Exactly.
Can you identify a song in its first 3 seconds?
A Christmas song.
Now, these Christmas songs are earworms. They get trapped in your brain that time of year.
Mm-hmm.
You know them. Mm. Don't overthink it.
They should click. This should be a layup for any of you.
Don't let it throw you.
Yeah, don't think this is a high bar to clear because, frankly, it's not.
And you just have to name the song. Nope. Not who's singing it because, obviously, there are a million versions of all of these tunes.
Just the title.
Just the title. So call us. Get 2 of the 3, and you will win a 4-pack to go to Consolation Field July 18th for their Christmas in July ball game. Super fun for the entire family. 713-881-5500 is our number. Call us. We will play coming up next. Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Mm. Who wants to celebrate Christmas in July at Constellation Park?
Everyone.
I do.
I cannot think of anything better. And we're going to see if you guys can get the holiday spirit with a Christmas game of 3-second song this morning. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Mike.
Mike, good morning.
Yeah.
How well do you know your Christmas music? Are you a Christmas music guy? I know some aren't.
So-so. I love Christmas music.
Okay, all right.
You might surprise yourself here.
Could be.
I think because these are big songs.
Yeah.
You will have an easier time than
you're probably imagining. I think so.
So we're going to play the first 3 seconds of 3 different songs. Your job is to just tell us what that song is. Don't have to worry about the version or who it would come in to sing it.
Yeah.
Not important in this version.
Just the actual song.
Yep.
Just the actual song. Are you ready?
About as ready as I'm going to be.
Song number one.
Oh, man.
I'll play it again.
That's on the chicken market.
He cut it off right at that little ramp.
I know, right?
Yeah, I know.
Just throw it a guess. Just throw it a guess.
White Christmas.
White Christmas.
Dig
correct.
But you're still in the game.
Correct. Song number 2 today.
No.
There is a nay there. You're absolutely correct. it's a whole thing. Can you name that song, Mike?
Yeah. I can sing the beat all day long.
This is the song I always just associate with school Christmas concerts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Definitely a favorite. Definitely a favorite.
Yes, I got hold on. Is it the Jingle Bell Rock?
Oh, not Jingle Bell Rock.
It is not the Jingle Bell Rock. I am so, so sorry.
Okay.
Better luck next time.
All right, thank you.
Well, you've heard 2 out of the 3 songs.
Enough to get the job done.
Yes, that will get you to Christmas in July out at the
Space Cowboys.
That's the one.
Constellation Field.
That's the one. Call us. We'll get more of you guys on the phone coming up next.
100.3 The Bull, Frito and Katie. Getting very festive up in here.
It is, and I know. It's kind of a shock to the senses to be presented with Christmas music in the middle of July.
You mentioned Hallmark. They're already on it.
They are already on it.
I forgot I had a name for the game.
Did you?
Slay It in 3. Or Slay in 3.
Basically, 3 second song.
Yeah.
But with Christmas music. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
This is Oscar.
Well, I thought you were jamming Christmas music. I'm like, oh, Oscar's ready.
Oscar.
He's prepared.
Are you ready to take a shot at this this little action we got for 3 second song today?
Well, you can try it.
Remember, just got to get 2 out of 3 right. Let's begin.
Is that the most wonderful time of the year?
Absolutely is the most wonderful time of the year. Next.
Debatable, but.
For many. For many.
I like Halloween myself, Oscar, but for the win.
Song two. I'll play it again.
Here Comes Santa Claus. Yeah, for sure. Here Comes Santa Claus.
Here Comes Santa Claus, and that is for sure incorrect. It's
not.
But
really?
You have, yeah. If you got one more, Oh, Mike is going to be so mad about this.
Oh, yeah. Jingle Bell Rock.
He's got it. That second one. Sleigh Ride.
Yeah.
Sleigh Ride.
That's me trying to make
But hey, you know what? Think about it. While you're getting into the Christmas frame of mind.
They might even be playing it out at Constellation Field.
I'm sure it will be heard at Constellation Field at some point. You're not going to make it through a 3-hour baseball game with a Christmas theme without hearing Sleigh Ride. Hang on the line. Let's get you these tickets, okay? Frito, Katie the Bull.
If you smell what Sean is cooking.
The 1%, Sean Pendergast.
Or Friends of.
No. Friends of the 1%. Yeah,
He's going to be second row tonight.
Friends of the 1%.
He's going to be filled off of the carving station.
Yeah.
Having drinks brought to him.
They have candy back there that you can just keep going and grabbing handfuls of it.
What kind of popcorn?
It kind of pales in comparison to the carving station, but.
Well, what's the popcorn stitch? Is it like regular popcorn or is it
regular
like
popcorn, but it's as much as you want, man. You can grab 5
popcorn.
Boxes of it if you want to back there.
Right. Well,
I have to tell my wife, stop bringing home 6 boxes of popcorn, all right?
We don't need 6
boxes of popcorn. Yeah.
Let's talk All-Stars.
Yeah.
Tis the season.
The Astros. This is what's interesting, because we talked in the previous segment about the janky lineup that they had in there last night, because they're missing a bunch of guys. They had 3 guys make the All-Star team this year, and I think if you had told somebody before the season that the Astros would be 19 games over 500 and they had 3 guys make the All-Star team, you'd be like, okay, well, it was Yordan Alvarez.
Right.
It was Jose Altuve. And Jose's having a decent year, but not a Hall of Fame year. And they'd probably say Framber Valdez, who's been one of the best pitchers in baseball in the last 5 years. None of those 3 guys made the All-Star team for the Astros, which is why I think there's as good as they've been this year, I feel really good that they're going to be able to sustain this because Jose Altuve is playing well. They're going to get Yordan back, and Framber probably should have made the All-Star team.
Yeah.
Hunter Brown, Josh Hader, their closer, who's been the best closer in baseball this year. He hasn't blown a save yet.
No,
Knock on wood. I know I came in here yesterday and said how awesome the Astros are.
He's very talented. He's doing a fine job. Doing a fine job.
He's going to blow a save tonight. You guys are going to crush me tomorrow when he blows a save tonight. And then Jeremy Pena made it.
Yeah.
And we're missing Jeremy Pena right now because he got beamed in the ribs last week by some a-hole on the Cubs. But if you had said, like, I think you could have like squinted through a certain prism and seen each of those 3 guys making the All-Star team possibly before the year, maybe the least of which.
I wouldn't say it's expected.
No, because Hader wasn't great last year. Hunter Brown is still young. And Jeremy Pena has never played at an All-Star level other than the postseason in 2022, where he's the MVP of the ALCS in the World Series. But he's never replicated that month of baseball in his career. He has now. Especially since they moved him to the leadoff spot.
Mm.
So those are the 3 guys that made it. The snubs are probably Framber, who's been really, really good. And then Isak Paredes, who they got in the Kyle Tucker trade, who replaced Alex Bregman, should have made the All-Star team. Maybe he will. Bregman actually did make the All-Star team, but he's dealing with an injury. So maybe Paredes is a, ironic replacement for the guy he's replacing here. We'll take it.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
But we got three guys on the All-Star team. Fans like that kind of thing.
On the All-Star team, and Sean having a second second portion of prime rib to celebrate.
I love prime rib.
If you smell Sean.
So you guys know, you guys feel comfortable. I got eyes on this thing today.
I feel very comfortable.
Katie's not convinced, I can tell. Katie's betting on the Guardians as we speak.
We'll talk about this tomorrow.
We will.
All right, man.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
I'm sure there's other things to talk about. But this is... Okay. So, this is a new trend that seems like a horrible, horrible idea.
Love that.
For so many reasons. A lot of people are turning to AI and ChatGPT to shaman their hallucinogenic trips for them.
I'm sorry, what?
Yes. So I'm reading this. I'm not really sure. Forgive me if I mess up the lingo. Users are exploring new dimensions with psychedelics and AI mediators, also known as a trip sitter. A term for someone who soberly watches over another while they slam psychedelics.
I think that's offensive to shaman.
A
trip sitter?
A trip sitter. I think shaman, I would rather be a shaman too. But shamans ain't going to have jobs no more because ChatGPT going to took their jobs, according to this. This particular article talks about, I hesitate to say what this guy thinks this cured. Although I will say he claims he had a mental health ailment at what time he decided to slam 7 times the normal dose of LSD and then talk to ChatGPT for the duration of his experience. At the end of said experience, he feels like his mind had been reset. And he no longer had these problems anymore. I imagine you have a lot of new problems. Yeah, just talking to the AI. He says it's like your own self that you're communicating with.
That is fair.
He has now tripped with his AI chatbot about a dozen times since April. Since April! What month is it? May? June?
Are these new problems that are popping
up? That's 6 trips a month.
That's excessive.
What? That's not even vacationing anymore. But
at least he realizes he is talking to himself and not like a higher being. We had that story.
People think AI is God. Or a romantic partner. Those are becoming more common, functioning to the point where
he could still type.
Coherent sentences.
I mean, they didn't have, well,
he
semi-coherent.
Might not have been talking to a chatbot.
He might have been talking to his laptop.
He might not have a laptop. That's the brilliant thing about this whole story.
It's a rock.
I don't know what this guy is doing. That is what he claims, and apparently there are websites that are like, hey, we can teach you how to use ChatGPT.
I would recommend going to them.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do anything.
We might put you on a list.
Don't do anything that we list. And yes, police are on the internet too, Katie, and they're real creative. Real creative. Have a great day. We'll see you back on the radio tomorrow.